Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
Okay. So,
it's like traffic and weather on the eights. It's like chocolate and chocolate updates on the eights.
And Zach's like, let's be real. It's hot as balls in the valley. Hot as balls. And Jesse's like, I will never live in the fucking valley. Okay, but here's the thing. You live in the hills, which is fancier. Like, I'm not going to say it's not. But you don't have a closet. You see what I mean? You give up things living in any in any neighborhood you choose in LA, you're fucked, right? Because you look at anywhere in the hills, there's no closets there. You literally have to use a room, a bedroom, and racks in your room for closet space.
When it rains, you have to be concerned that your house is going to fall down a mountainside.
Worth it, though. I want to live there so bad. I want to live in the hills. I'm going
to
do it.
It'd be fun to live like low hills. Low
any
hills
where it's... Any multi-millionaires who want to buy me a house in the hills, give me a call. Ding!
All right, so we go back to Malibu, and now they're done with the paintings. And Brittany's like, look how cute ours are. Arnold's the cutest of the group. We have the cutest paintings in the group. And Michelle's like, I know, I want to frame it, except I can't because I also want to wear it. When will someone acknowledge these sweet, sweet kicks I bought?
Brittany's like, you won't talk long. Why don't we go talk? Come on, let's go talk. So they go into a room, and Brittany's like, I'm going to make this extra romantical for our friendship. I'm going to sprinkle Cheetos all over the bed. Okay, have a seat. How's it going? How's your marriage? And she's like, Jesse goes through his like patches of trying, but I don't know if it's 100% sincere.
Oh, speaking of sincere, I just brought a bottle of sincere in here. Is that okay if I drink some of it? Anyway, if you don't feel happy in this relationship, like, at all, like, do you? Are you unhappy? And she's like, I'm more unhappy than happy. Like, if I had to put a number on it, 100% unhappy and 0% happy. So, yeah, more unhappy than happy.
Well, if you look at it this way, 100 is two more zeros than just one zero, which means you're kind of more unhappier than happy, which is good, right? You're winning. Cheetos.
Hey, how long have you been failing like this? And she goes like, she says basically since her daughter was born because I guess it was during COVID, Isabella was born and Jesse was like very hands-on, I guess was like very present in their relationship. But then once everything opened up again,
there was nothing else to do. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you usually hear the opposite. Like during COVID, people were stuck together and they went fucking crazy and dumped each other. But with this couple, it's like, wow, he's only a good husband during COVID. And then the world came back and I lost my husband again.
Yeah. She's like, and then he decided to go back out into the world. Yeah. And she's like, I seriously see him trying and I'm just holding back. I don't know what it is with me. I think it's just been 3 years is a long time. And he's like, yeah. Is that normal? I don't know. I stopped listening about 5 minutes ago.
You gonna eat that? Did you eat that Cheeto on the bed? So, Michelle's like, yeah, he's trying, and I don't know what to do. So then back at the pool, Jesse's still talking about therapy, and he's like, you know, I mean, therapy, it's all superficial issues. No.
Yeah,
you're a careless asshole who is mean and horrible is not some silly issue, sir. So he's like, but a year ago, you know, she applied for an apartment and was like, out of there. She told me she was leaving. I mean, I was a little blindsided.
Just superficial issues, you know. She just wanted to leave. And he's like, yeah, I didn't see it coming at all. I mean, I didn't see it coming mainly because, you know, I don't like being around her. So I just try not to look at her. So you can't see what you can't look at. So anyway, after talking about it for a couple hours and me just sort of asking for second chance and saying like, I really don't want to have to redo all our real estate brochures with just me in it. So can you just like stay in this just for the brochures? She's like, okay, sure.
Yeah, so he's like, well, my best option is just to do whatever I can do to give her space. And so then back in Malibu, Michelle's like, you know, I don't know if we can go back to the way things were. And Brittany's like, well, if you don't feel like he's your best friend, now, has he called you smelly? No. He doesn't feel casual enough around you yet. Hey, pooping in front of you, because that's a sign of true love. Does he flick boogers at you? Have you ever woken up with him picking your nose because he said you're snoring too loud, just trying to get your boogers out, and then he eats one? That ain't love, man. That ain't love. You should
leave. That ain't love. Hey, has he shamed you about the size of your boobs yet? Did you get implants for him yet? Because that's something that you probably should do for your man.
Oh, my gosh. Did he put two hefty bags inside of you and then complain about him for the rest of your life?
Have you made him a ham sandwich lately?
So, basically, Michelle's saying, like, look, I think the bickering and the fighting is not going to be good for our daughter, and that, like, maybe we'd be better off with as, like, separately and happy than together and fighting and unhappy.
So, Michelle's already left this relationship.
She's
gone. We're learning. Yeah, Michelle's already learned this. I think Michelle started this TV show knowing that she was fucking out of there, and she just stood back and let him dig his own grave. And I think by this point, mm-hmm. she's like, well, I didn't have to wait for the entire season for him to look like an asshole to the audience. He did it within 5 episodes. So see ya, sucker.
So then back at the pool, Jesse's like, I mean, maybe if I got my 8-pack back, then maybe she'd be a little more attracted to me. And Jax is like, no. Which also is like, if your relationship is based off of your 8-pack, that also speaks to the foundational failures. So then Jax is like,
you know,
that's true. Jax is like, I mean, come on. Michelle is hanging out with right now. So that's a one upper big time. And we're all like, I was like, wait, what was that? What something was beeped and it was also blurred out in the caption. What's going on right now?
Yeah, so they're like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah. He's directing right now. This guy's directing. And Zach's like,
yeah, and he loves Chateau, though, am I right? Like, no matter how much he's directing, he's always at Chateau. That's what I hear. Right, guys?
Chateau.
Oh, yes. Chateau Rosabella, am I right?
No, Lisa. Different Chateau. Actual real Chateau. Chateau Maman.
So he's like, yeah, Chateau's at the end of the street, and I love going down there. And then Jax tells us that Michelle's always claiming that she doesn't know who famous people are. You know, she's just a normal girl. She's not obsessed with fame, but she hangs out at the Chateau Marmont every day, and she was going out with a famous director, who they say the name again, and it's beeped out. And he's like, yeah. And she walks down from her house, and she just so happened to meet this guy at the pool, and they get along. I love that. Can you just go to the Chateau Marmont pool if you live on that street?
Maybe you can. Well, maybe also if you're pretty, you know? Like, I think if I lived on the street, I'd be like, hi, just checking in for the 73rd straight day. Can I use the pool? No, sir. This pool is only for people with good posture. Okay, no problem.
I'm just going to come in with a bag of peanut M&Ms, a pounder bag of peanut M&Ms, do cannonballs in the Chateau pool.
I just moved in right up the street, y'all. Mind if I do Wordle in the chaise lounge by that pool?
Of course, so by the way, this is a much better mystery than Roni's restaurant mystery, which turned out to be Catch, I believe. I would like to know, who is the director? Who are people saying is the director? Is it Bradley Cooper? Is it, I'm trying to think of other directors.
No, I don't think it's famous. That good. I saw on Reddit, I think it was a funny guess. I don't think it was a serious guess, but they went through people that she's following. And she's following Sylvester Stallone. People were like, oh, my God. She's banging Sly.
That would be really amazing. Yeah, I wonder who it is.
So Jax seems to know who – Jax knows who it is, right? But they're not saying it on camera. Or they are saying it, but it's being bleeped out, like we already said. Okay, so then Jax is like, yeah. And Jesse's like, yeah, I mean, she was with him like the entire night. And then they got along and they were talking and they got wrecked. And then they had dinner the other night with a famous actor. So that's happening. And Jax is like, yeah. And then it turned out to be another day and then another day. Like, you don't think this is peculiar?
He's like, and then Jason is like, so are you cool with Michelle hanging out with for like an extended period of time? And Jesse's like, look, I told her to hike up her skirt and fucking drop her blouse down. Do whatever you have to do. Yeah, man, make that sale. And they're all like, this feels a little strange. I don't know. This feels a little off.
Yeah, he's trying to make it funny, but they're like, she's cheating on you. She's blatantly cheating on you, sir. And so Jax is like, yeah, you know, I guess Jesse's not bothered by it, but I don't know if I believe that. And so Jesse's like, yeah, and I think I wrote in a text message, you know, and Jason said, I don't know what they're talking about here. Jax is like, that's his MO when there's uncomfortable situations. He just turns everything into a joke. And Jesse's trying to do that, but the guys are getting increasingly, like, cringed.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. And then Jesse goes, well, I think when you're, like, secure enough in a relationship or in yourself, you just, like, trust Michelle's not going to do anything. And if she does something, then it's on her. You know what I mean? And then I get to tell Isabella for the next 40 years that her mom fucked everything up. High five, Isabella. I'll just start telling you that right now.
It's like, Isabella's just sitting there eating a hamburger with flies on it. She's like, you're disgusting, Daddy. Fuck you.
I like him pretending like he's secure in his relationship, which is hanging on by a thread. Yeah. So then out of nowhere, Luke is like, he tells the producers, I mean, I know Jesse and Michelle's relationship isn't the best, but I'm also holding a secret that can just end everything. Oops.
Yeah. Luke is trying so hard. And the producer's like, what? And he's like, I mean, things just don't like, I mean, I don't know if I should say this. Kristen hasn't told me it's time yet. So I'm waiting for the code word. What's the code word, Luke? Say it. Okay.
Peace. It's also my intention. Kristen's in Malibu right now. She's like, hold on, everyone. I just got a sensation. Luke is about to tell a secret. I'm an empath. I feel it.
So Luke is like, would you work through it if she did make a mistake? And he's like, no, I would never forgive her. I never would forgive her. And so everybody knows that she's cheating, basically, is what's happening here. It's what it seems like. Luke knows, Kristen knows, Jax knows. If they know, everybody fucking knows. And it seems that Jesse even knows, because it seems like Jesse knows and he's banking on the fact that he has a child with her. And she will stay just for the child.
Right. But
as we know, that's not how it works out. So now he leaves to take the kid home, but also because he's probably massively depressed now. And we go back to the girls' night in Malibu. And Brittany's like, guys, I need to get in the box. We need to play dying.
All right. Okay. Look. Oh, my God. Look. She looks like Wonder Woman of the future. Look at Rubber Boobs over there. Because Nia sits down with, like, the pumper, milker, whatever things. And so then they're all sitting down. It's like, now it's time. Okay. We're going to play Truth or Dare, Jenga. Okay. All right. Okay. You pull a block. You have to answer the thing. It's like, because of different truths and dares and things like that. Oh, whoops. This block is a Cheeto. Okay. More for mama. Okay. All right.
So, okay. Truth. I picked the truth. Okay. I don't like to poop in front of people, but I was on the boat with Jax's parents and Jax, and I had to go diarrhea, and I didn't want to go in the bathroom, so I went into the water and I diarrheaed. I just pulled my suit out and I went, and I diarrheaed everywhere. I got it on stingrays even.
I made Jax walk with me because I was afraid of all the stingrays and such, because that's how Slave Aaron died. He pooped on a stingray and it killed him. So, like, I don't want to be that way, too. I couldn't be like another Slave Aaron. I got creamy rooms at home, okay? So, it was scary, but embarrassing, too. Everyone's
just looking at her like, oh, gross.
It's like,
isn't that funny? I just diarrheaed all over everything.
I was like, really? I was like, you know, you could have just told a story about how one time you were on a date and, like, you, like, realized you had, like, a piece of spinach in your teeth. Instead, she's like, I shat on stingrays. I shat on stingrays and made Jax walk with me through my diarrhea water because I was afraid of retaliation. It was like the most disgusting story.
And she's like, and you know Florida. And Jenna goes, really clear water, right? Yeah, we know.
Formerly. Looked like the Hudson River after she was done with it.
Wow. So she's like, oh my God, them stingrays are going to eat my poop. And so Brittany is still yucking and everybody else is grossing out. And she just keeps on going. And so finally gets to Janet. Janet's like, oh my God, Michelle doesn't like this conversation. Michelle's like, I don't even like when you say poop. Which is like me. I don't either. You've loosened me up a little bit with this stuff, but I do not like poop talk. I don't like it.
Well, listen, nothing can loosen up like poop. So Janet says, Michelle goes down to the lobby to poop when she's on vacation with Jesse. She won't poop in the same room, which that is wild. I'm sorry. I feel like one of the privileges of being in a relationship is that you can like talk about each other's poop and farting and all that stuff. No. Like everyone knows. Everyone knows if you're not able to exercise the right to talk about poop and farting with your partner, something is wrong.
Well, that's why I'm
saying this is the most damning piece of evidence against Michelle's crumbling marriage is that she can't even poop
in the same room. I think it's gross.
Same hotel room as her husband.
I forgot this, but Brittany's like, you don't poop in front of your husband. And then they show that scene when Jax is just pooping with the door open. And he's like, yeah. We're finally at that point in our relationship. We're finally taking that step.
And Michelle's like, keep it to yourself. That's why doors were created. But we're not saying poop with the doors open. that's wild. Just poop. You can poop. Like,
okay, I can't. So then they start talking about sex and when did they last have sex? And Janet is like, the last time I had sex was Saturday and it was missionary for 15 moments. We both finished and it was great.
And then like, Brittany, what about you? The last time I had sex, probably like a month and a half ago at least.
And Mia's like, that's embarrassing. And they're like, I mean, come on. I mean, really, Brittany? And Mia's like, well, I'm married and I have three kids and I'm doing it more than her. Brittany's like, what? That's why you got three kids. At some point, she just sounds like a little kid going,
or a stingray trying to get to fresh water.
Her laugh is turning into the White Lotus theme.
I like her. I want her to do all TV theme songs in Britney voice. You know.
Okay, we just had our Vanderpump Rules theme song off. Britney, stay out of this, Britney.
So, they're all now weighing in. Like, oh my God, Britney hasn't had sex in a month and a half. That's wild. That's crazy. Oh my God. Da 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 da. There must be problems.
So Britney has.
Yeah, Jax is not going through a dry spell, that's for sure.
Just Brittany. Jax is still having sex three times a day somewhere.
With Amy and Pam, also known as AMPM.
Yeah.
So Brittany and is LB. Like...
Leaf blower.
AMPM, LB. So Brittany's like, you know what he needs to do? He needs to just make me feel like I'm still attractive because I don't really feel like that right now. And he's like, but have you told him that? And she's like, he knows. And they're like, no, tell him. I know, but it's just like a whole thing. And like, and then if he puts me down, I think I'm gonna cry. Cry. And they're like, oh my God, Brittany, no. Because it's... Now you're starting to see, too, like, God, she feels really insecure about her body after she had the baby, and she's not getting any positive reinforcement. So now I'm like, well, now everything sort of makes sense with Brittany, too, like the nervous laughter, the drinking. She's probably feeling totally alone.
Right? Because you know what she married, and it's like, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know that you get things out of it, I guess. There's, like, Vanderpump Rules. There's, like, upsides. Like, Jax, I guess, had upsides, but... Jax is not an upside, just in general. And he's just an asshole. He's a cheater. You know he's cheating. You know he's just being mean and horrible to her and putting her down. I mean, you just know it's going... We see he does it on TV. It's not like it's a big secret, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's sad, but it's also like... It's also... It's like watching someone who ordered a salad and you know they don't want a salad, and then the salad comes and they're just sitting through lunch looking miserable with their salad, and you want to feel for them, but they ordered the salad. Eat the salad. No, you don't get my fucking French fries. You ordered that. You eat that. These are mine.
Yeah, exactly. So Brittany says that Jax is like really hard on her and puts her down a lot, which is like, yep. Well, that I think that's like probably like we knew that was going to happen. Doesn't justify it, but we knew that would happen.
Yeah. And that's important to say. Like, it doesn't justify. It's not like, oh, you deserve it then. It's not that. It's just like, don't keep staying and thinking it's going to change tomorrow.
Use this as a lesson for the next guy that, like, you know, do your research. If they're on TV, watch some seasons and these red flags. If everyone else sees the red flag and you're seeing a green flag, then maybe get your glasses checked. I don't know.
So she's going on about Jax being an asshole. Literally no one's surprised, right? So then Nia gets a text from Danny, and he's like, babe, the babies, they're screaming. So she's like, are you okay, Nia? And she's like, Daniel's been texting, oh, poor guy, the baby. He just says 302, 302, 302, 302, 302. Hold on, let me scroll up a little bit. He's really going off right now. 302, 302. Oh, okay. The babies are screaming, and he fed them and changed their diapers, but they're still crying, and the air conditioner's broken, and he needs me to come home.
You know what? This is bullshit, I think, on his part, okay? Because it's like, this is a weekend that she actually organized for people. She's going through it. He knows that she's going through it, and he has the kids for one night. And he's like, oh, no, it's too hard. Come back. I was like, you know how many parents don't have that luxury? Just suck it up and do it, okay? The kids will go to sleep at one. The kids will stop crying at some point. You just have to deal with it. Exactly. I'm not a parent. But all I know is that there are a lot of people who don't have someone they can call up and say, can you come over here and help me? And they get it done. They figure it out. They figure out a way. And you've got friends. You have, like, her sister is around, right? She showed up at a party recently. Call people. Call up one of your bros. Like, I don't know. Like, don't bother your poor wife.
The guy who hasn't had a baby yet, Janet's husband, what's his name? The boring lawyer.
Jason. Like, give him some practice.
Yeah, he needs to do something.
It was like 8 p.m., by the way. It's just like, I just felt like this was so obnoxious.
And triple so, because he's not only making her come home, he's making her come home from Malibu to the valley. That is an hour and a half.
I have a question, though. This is actually, like, it's conspiratorial, but it's like a little serious. My question is this: do you think that maybe she asked him to send those texts that way she could leave? Like, maybe she was feeling depressed. Not saying that in a damning way, but like, I feel like I've definitely experienced that with some of my friends who've had depression, where they've kind of like, they've engineered a situation where they can peel out early because it's like too much for them to deal with. Part of me did wonder if, I was like, I want to get mad at Danny about this. Like, I really enjoy feeling rageful. But part of me wonders, like, was she feeling really depressed and just wanted to go home but didn't want to, like, let everyone down?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. That's not the cure. Three screaming babies hanging off of you and pooping all over you is probably not the cure for that. So I hope not. I hope she would be a little bit smarter.
That would make me feel very sad. That made me feel very sad for her if that was something. I'm not saying that she did do that, but it was something that crossed my mind. With
hypothetical reasons to feel sad for her. You know what I mean? Like, she's got enough. Let's just let the woman drive.
Ultimately, got to go with what we see on TV, which is that Danny was like, babies, I don't know what to do. You have to come home, which made me really annoyed at him.
Yeah, me too. So, Britain, and that's the thing. That was the danger of the show, I think. And we're totally, of course, going to fall into it immediately, is like suddenly judging everyone's parenting and like, how dare you judge me as a mother? What I do as a mother.
I reserve the right to.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're doing. You know, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun having no experience in something and just still hating on it.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people have a lot of opinions about gay lifestyles. So guess what? Turnabout is fair play.
It's like when we watch Top Chef and we're like, oh my God, that technique, seriously, work on that.
You know what? It takes a village, and congratulations. We're two fun houses. We're two chic. Your village has a gayborhood. And it's here. And it's raising your children now.
Yeah. Okay, so she leaves. And, you know, the girls are like, oh, my God, poor thing.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
And so then the next morning, Janet's cleaning up and making breakfast. And she's like, yeah, last night was great. I mean, there was no fighting, so that was good. But Brittany's a little... And then we cut to last night. Brittany just jumping all around, being like, party! Bye, Michelle! Bye, Nia! Bye, Nia! I hope you feel better! Party! Woohoo! Yes!
You're a cool guy! And it's just like a total disaster. And then we see, and Brittany's just like moaning in bed. And then Janet, then we're back, and Janet goes up to like a little table, and Janet's like, "Well, Kristen forgot her sunglasses, her entire wallet. This is very typical Kristen." And I thought she meant like, "Oh, Kristen went into her bedroom and left all her shit out in the living room." But no, it turns out that Kristen left the house at 6 a.m. for some reason. She went to sleep immediately, and then she was gone, and she just left her wallet and her sunglasses at the house.
Fucking everything. I love it. Surprised her car keys weren't there.
I had to hotwire my car to get it home.
So they're like, "God, what happened to Kristen? No, why would she leave at 6 a.m? So then they're talking about Bloody Marys, and Jasmine's like, "Who's going to make blood? Why are we making Bloody Marys?" And she's like, "Oh, Brittany wants some." So then we cut to Brittany going, "No alcohol. Ooh, you. I don't remember anything. I mean, tequila took over. I was 3 sheets to the wind, y'all. It was girls' night.
Cuts at Brittany literally throwing sheets into the wind. "I don't like this shade." So, now Brittany stumbles into the kitchen wearing a cool mom t-shirt. And she's like, yeah, they're like, "You want a Bloody Mary?" "Oh, no, it sounded like a good idea yesterday, but now I'm like, no way. I'll have 3, please."
So they're like, "Last night was fun, right, Brittany?" And she's like, "I gotta throw up." So she has to go to the bathroom and barf. she's partying pretty hard. And Janet's like, "Oh, God, driving home, I'm going to have to go home hungover Brittany barfing. I mean, like, it's going to be like literally like Hansel and Gretel, but instead of following crumbs, you're just going to find little piles of vomit, Brittany vomit, little Cheez-Its and tequila piles all the way back in the valley."
You know, some stingrays, like, honestly, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it after what I've been through. So now they all leave and we go back to Danny and Nia's apartment, and the repairmen have just left, and Danny's talking about, well, what a nightmare last night was without the AC. And Nia's like, well, then, like, turn the AC on, okay? Okay, so let's have a talk, okay? So Danny's like, he's joking. He's like, you make me any food? She's like, no, that's a different age, Donnie. No, Daniel. So they just basically start talking about, like, what happened last night and everything. And they start talking about how Jax and Brittany haven't had sex in, like, a month and a half, et cetera.
Was he kidding when he said, did you make me any food? I mean, that made, I want to kill him. Was that true? Why is that in the mix?
I couldn't tell.
Please tell me that he didn't say that.
I felt like he was joking, but kind of meaning it, considering he's someone who just demanded that his wife come back from the event that she planned.
If he really said that, I will kill him. I mean, no, I won't kill him. I don't want to get arrested if he does get killed, but I will not be happy with him.
He will haunt you. Look in his eyes. He will haunt you for the rest of your life. If you do that.
Maybe I thought he was a zombie.
So, you know, they're talking about how they definitely have, like, a lot of fun when, like, in the bedroom, and there's, like, blindfolds, and, like, when the kids were conceived, when Asher was conceived, there's handcuffs and a rose and a blindfold. She's like, oh my God, if Asher sees this someday, I'll be so embarrassed. So it's all kind of, like, fun talk about sex and everything.
Yeah, and they're gossiping about the other couples and how Brittany doesn't feel desired. And she's like, you definitely make me feel desired. I mean, you literally text me begging me to come home. Nothing makes me feel sexier than when you ask me to fix an air conditioner for you while you're making a grilled cheese.
But then she sort of segues into how she's feeling, and she starts to cry, and she starts to say how, like, oh, I think I keep on saying I'm dealing with baby blues, but because she doesn't really want to articulate or really, like, actually make it official that she is, like, depressed. But they both, like, conclude that she's, like, she's in a high functioning depression, and she's just, like, really crying and sad about it.
Yeah, and he seems like a good husband and stuff.
He's really supportive.
Yeah, he seems sweet and stuff. And he's like, I'm here with you, baby. Okay. I'm here with you. We got three under two. And you know, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. But I want you to look at it and say, three. And then I want you to look over something just so you can look under it. Say under. And then I want you to say, what's 1 + 1 = 2? 3 under 2. 3 under 2, baby. Now hold the spatula. It's sexy. Okay. Now I'm going to take this pan. It's got some bread in it and some cheese. Now flip that over. Go on. You can do it. I'm here for you. It's going to feel good.
I know a wise man with a mushroom growing out of his head once said. So he's basically like, look, there's no shame.
I love that he's just on every zombie show. Is that what you were doing, The Last of Us?
Yeah, I've never seen it. I assume that's what they sound like.
That's a different one. Walking Dead, they're like, blah, blah, blah. And that zombie show, they're like, blah, blah. I'm a plant.
So she wants to see a counselor or a therapist who specializes in postpartum. And he's like, you know, supportive and saying there's nothing, you know, obviously there's no shame in it, yada, yada. It's all very good. So, you know, obviously we hope that her journey is successful.
Okay, so now it's post-girls night and everybody's talking about it. And Jax is, Jax and Brittany are getting ready for bed and stuff and brushing their teeth. And he's like, I wonder how important it is to, like, even brush my teeth because they're all fake. It's like, so who cares? Like, do I have to brush fake teeth? And I just remember when Tom Sandoval found out that Jax cheated with Kristen, and Sandoval's reaction was, but his breath is so bad.
Dude, his breath is so bad.
And so here is Jax 11 years later. Like, do I even need to brush my teeth if I have fake teeth?
Yeah, that sums so much up about Jax.
Yeah.
So they go downstairs, and he's like, oh, I haven't really seen you all day. You didn't come home to look too nice. He goes, no, I was just, like, not feeling good today. Like, hey, look at this picture that Jasmine sent me. Look. It's a Cheeto. Whoops. Oh, I think I took that one. Look at this one. It's another Cheeto.
Whoops. Oh, I'm in my Cheeto album.
So Jax is like, yeah, you came home. Oh, because she's like, I wasn't feeling good today, okay? And he goes, yeah, you came home rough. And Janet's like, we're coming in hot, and can you drive me home? And I'm like, what do you mean drive you home? You're like a block away. Brittany can't drive you? It's a block. And she's like, there was no possible way I could drive home, okay? I just couldn't do it, okay? I just didn't eat enough for something.
Yeah, because he's like, did you drink a lot? She's like, no, I didn't drink a lot. I just wasn't eating or something. He's like, but you came home throwing up all over the place, and there was a literal bag of vomit in the driveway.
Okay. That's where, That's where I think your partner might have a point, okay? Like, there's going out and partying, but then there's, like, coming home, still barfing the next day, and leaving bags of barf in the driveway. Okay, even take the drunkenness out of it. Leaving bags of barf in the driveway.
Come on, man. Brittany's had too many tales of bodily fluids everywhere this episode. There should not be so much in one episode from all ends. So she's like, well, that's because I was sick in the car. Because, like, the thing is, like, you know, because you text me and you say get drunk and have fun. But, like, be careful. We love you. And then I go out and have a fun girls' night. And then you, like, make me feel guilty and such. And, like, for having fun girls' night, throwing up on the freeways and such.
Yeah. This is dark. Like, So he's like, I don't understand why you can't just go out and have a couple of drinks. Like, why do you have to get to the point where you're barfing? And she's like, well, you do it too. And he's like, I've never thrown up. She's like, uh-huh, you do the exact same thing.
He's like, no, we were done. You're 8. And then Zach was like, Jax, can I go out with you? I haven't been out with you forever, and I miss you. And I think I want to be on the show more. They're not letting me say anything on camera. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then we went out, and then, like, I was home by 10:15. And then your mom was with the baby, and she went to bed, and I stayed up until 12. And, like, then we passed out. And I was like, fine.
So, but I was asleep by 11:30. Guys, it's not that you're not going to sleep on time. Can we not? And it's not just Brittany. Here's the thing. If you're going to marry the person you partied hard with, you have to either be drunk together or sober together. You can't just have one of you being non-sober and one of you being sober. It's just going to cause derision. There's no way it's not going to, you know, because a drunk person, when they're not drunk, is judging everybody else when they are drunk because they're not drunk. It's just how it works. I don't know why it's like that. It's just human nature. You have to be drunk at the same time. It's called love, okay? If you know Brittany's going to be shit-faced and barfing, you need to be shit-faced and barfing if you really love her.
Yeah. So then he says, I'm just a little worried because, you know, not only is she my wife, but she's like a mother. And, like, we need you. Otherwise, I have to do things for this kid. So, like, if you keep this up, like, you're going to destroy your body. Now, when he said that, I was like, is he saying you're going to destroy your body because this is bad for your liver, or this is, like, you know, like, alcohol is just, like, not good for you? Or was he saying you're going to get fat? Because one way is more like a holistic concern. One way is Jax just being Jax.
Well, it's Jax, so I'm going to assume the worst. And I'm going to assume that he's like being fucking horrible and shaming, you know?
Yeah.
And also, you're on your fifth nose. Sorry to remind you again in this recap, but I mean, seriously, five noses, Jax. So please.
Yeah. He's like, we live in California. You can smoke a joint, you know? You can do other things. So then she's like, I mean, we had a lot of fun, but, like, you know, we all, like, talked and opened up, and, like, I guess I just want to change the topic to a couple that's doing worse than us, so that way you're not mad at me anymore. So Jesse and Michelle, I know they're struggling a lot, and she was open up to me, and, oh, whatever I was talking about her issues, I was like, well, he's, like, my best friend. I'd, like, the thing is with Jax, like, he's my best friend, and, like, I love him so much, like, no matter what, like, you know what, like, I know we're going to be together, we're going to be a good time, won't we, JX? We'll always have our podcast.
And he's like, yeah, we're always staying together because there's no D word in my house. There's no D word. Democrat! Well, that too. But
what, Doritos? Because we just have a bag over there. We do Brag have that queen. D word.
Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of D words. Very few D words allowed in this house. Very few D words. She's like, yeah, I mean, we have fun, but, you know, like, we also talk, we open up, and Jesse and Michelle, I mean, they are struggling, okay? But you're my best friend. No, we ain't never going to get a divorce. And Jax is like, so, how far into our sex life did you get, huh? It's like, well, everybody went around and said, well, first I talked about my diarrhea all over you laugh. That was fun. Then when I had them all buttered up, I said, you don't fuck me either. So it was just a fun night.
And Jack's like, well, I mean, there's just been like a lot going on. Like, we have like so much going on. And like, AMPM just like added a new hazelnut brew. So, like, gotta go there more. And she's like, oh, yeah, but that's not an excuse. Okay. Cause you can at least try a little bit. Okay. Make me feel sexy or something, or a little bit, something like that. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I know it's my fault. I know every time I go to sleep, I'm like, you know, I wanna go, I just wanna pass out and pretend my wife was sexier. You know, I know it's my fault.
But don't make me feel like you're attracted to me. I don't feel like you're attracted to me or nothing.
He's like, oh, come on. Of course I'm attracted to you. I mean, does fried chicken look better most of the time? Yes. But, you know, you're great, too. You're great, too.
You should write cards, Jax. I just need physical touch. I need words of affirmation. I need all these love languages, Jax. You ever heard of love languages? I need love languages.
He's like, I do all this stuff. I always say good stuff like that, which we know. No, he probably does not do any of that.
But I love Britney's just heard that word and is now repeating it. I need love languages.
I don't know. I just like, you know, after having the baby and with my body changing and so much and everything, like, you know, I'm just feeling like a little self-conscious. And I just really want you to make me feel beautiful. He's like,
yeah, you're really beautiful.
Totally. Like, that dress is like, yeah, it's not, I mean, it's fine. I'm just like stressed. I'm stressed right now. I'm so stressed I can't see how beautiful you are.
He is literal garbage. Oh my God.
I need you to make me feel beautiful.
Actual yawn. Yawn was his response. And he's like, you know, like when you're down up here, it's like really, really hard to get up right down in your dick. You know what I'm saying? So no pun intended. Well, pun intended. Pun intended.
Yeah, I mean, like, is but that you know, that, I don't think it was. I don't know.
I don't think that's a plan, but go ahead. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, you know, some, you take that stress, JX, and you get like so worked up for the smallest little things, and then you put all that anxiety on me, and then I start freaking out. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, it's just I'm like OCD, like so many bowls in the sink. Like, how can you have sex when there's bowls in the sink? You know what I'm saying? I just can't shut it off.
You know me, Jax Taylor, always thinking. Always thinking. I'm the thinker. That's just me.
Yeah, Jax.
I'm just like so stressed right now. I mean, like, because I've been the bottom. I mean, I've been at the bottom. And I know what it's like to sit around and just wait for the phone to ring. And now I've got too much going on. I've got, there's a new season of something on AMC that I probably could watch. So it's like a lot. It's a really stressful time for me.
Getting 2% to, pour PBRs out of a cutout window of a restaurant in the Val. I mean, it's a lot going on.
Well, I've got OCD too, Jax.
No, you don't.
I do too. Added Cheetos disorder. It's a real thing, Jax.
I can't win. I can't win. I'm just trying to make everyone happy. I'm just trying to make every single person.
That's Jax.
We all know, Jax, my middle name is just want to make you happy, whether it's Brittany or my mother. I just want to make people happy.
Yeah. That's stealing the car out of his mother's driveway.
So I just want you to come to me and say, we'll get through this because I love you to pieces and I ain't going nowhere, okay? Because we think of Steve's over here, right?
And so she's like, can we have date night? And he's like, oh, God. With you?
Yes, with me.
I gotta go to the AMPM. Just like unzipping and running out of the room.
Jesus. And then she's like, it's been like a month and a half. He's like, oh God. Well, our sexy time's only gonna last like 2 minutes. Should we try some butt stuff? Oh,
So then we go over to Jesse and Michelle's house, and he's like, I have an idea for the client's listing. I was like, you should list it or you should rent it.
Great. How was last night? He's like, oh, it was just a bunch of dudes in a pool. You need me to clean it? No. Drinking beers. We're just talking about our feelings. Oh, Jax was asking about therapy. But he was like being like, oh, he was like what? He was like, he was asking because he was like, really, you know, like he was like saying that he wanted to know for my well-being. And I was like, I want to know, like, how's it going? And I think I was just like being as honest as I really could be to them.
And she's like, oh, she has a smile. And she's like, really? Were you being honest? And he goes, well, you know, Jax asked. And I was like, it's kind of chaos. And she goes, well, that's a very Jesse answer of you.
She goes, well, I learned a lot yesterday being with the girls, and I think everybody opened up about themselves, and Brittany opened up about their relationship, and they're not having any sex. And then I opened up about our relationship and how things are going.
I was like, oh my God, could you please
speed it up? Can you speed up your divorce, please?
You're killing me. Like, is it every pool in the neighborhood at one time that we're cleaning? Get through the neighborhood, please.
She's like, I opened up to her and I said things that I never really said out loud before. Oh, really? Like what? Like make America great again? No, how could you? What I said was, I'm not exactly happy with America. Stop it. And I told her, I don't know what to do with our relationship, and therefore it makes me unhappy as a person. I'm just an unhappy person wearing Harry Styles Adidas's. Look. I'm still not going to look, Michelle.
It's like, and she wouldn't stop questioning me, and I said, don't ask. Don't tell. She's like, well, it's not that I'm not exactly it's not a surprise to anybody that I'm not exactly happy. And I told her, I don't know what to do with our relationship, and that makes me unhappy as a person.
He goes, well, you know what? I made a vow, and I'm going to fight for that vow. For Michelle, for my family, for Isabella, for not having to do new marketing materials for my real estate firm. I'm going to keep us whole. There's always a way through it.
But.
And then he goes.
There's just drool coming down her face. Like, are the lights even on in this house? Like, did anybody pay the electricity bill? Jesus.
Listen, we're spending all this money all the time on this commitment and this quote-unquote therapy, whatever this strange science is. Do you want it to work? Do you want it to not work? She goes, I know that you want to make it work, and I know that you want to be with me, but I don't know necessarily how I feel. And she's like, Jesse and I have been in a bad place for so long, and all the fighting is exhausting. I don't know if that's what I want for the rest of my life. My friends say, you just gotta like steel yourself for the worst. And I say, no, stop the steal. I'm not gonna do that. I deserve a better life.
So, yeah, she's out of there. I mean, you can see it. You can hear it both. And God, we know, bless, that she left. You know, that was announced that she left. But you can just see it written all over her eyes. Like, he's sitting there crying. Like, he's giving legit tears. And he doesn't seem like the type to give crocodile tears. Does he to you?
I think they're genuine tears. But I think his tears are because he's like, I feel like he's the type of person who says, like, I'm making a plan, and I always see my plan through, and I always make it work. And I'm going to make this work because I said that I'm going to be a success. And so it's failing. And so I think he's crying because he's failing, not crying because he loves her.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. And he deserves it. I mean, you can't treat somebody like that for years at a time and then just cry when they're on their way out the door. Like, sorry, buddy. So she's out of there, and good for her. I hope it's a good director.
Good.
You know what I mean?
I hope so, too. God, I would be so mad if it's like some hack director or like, I don't know. I'd be very upset. I want it to be a good one. I want it to be a regular. I don't know. I can't think of any directors. Like Penny Marshall. She's dead.
She's dead. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us for this epic two-parter recap of this crazy show. Really good show. Fun times. Go get tickets for our live shows in May in Los Angeles, Dublin, London, and Birmingham. Get them at watchwhatcrappens.com. Thanks for everybody for being with us on Patreon and YouTube. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for a little summer house action. What do you think of that?
Sounds great. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo. Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a can, and Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.